Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
I'm kind of curious because I've been hearing the Bartley all morning and Ellen. I'm kind of curious if you folks are sitting in this shutdown. I'm kind of curious. Outside the tunnels on the parkway. I mean, we hear all the rhetoric. We see the reporters out in the streets. I'm kind of curious if you guys are caught up in it. I want to talk to somebody who's actually in it. I know we're painting this rosy picture that's all wonderful. I just don't believe it. I saw folks in gridlock on 28. I saw folks in gridlock all over town. I just don't believe it. 100,000 cars. Now, a lot of people are going to be on vacation. 866-391-1020. If you're in it, call me. 866-391-1020. If you're in it, call me. If you're in the traffic right now, call me. I want to know what it's like. Also, this silliness that this is going to be a bounty for these communities people are driving through, you're killing me. When I'm driving through traffic and it's taking me an extra 2 hours, I have no interest in pulling over and having a snack at a restaurant in Wilkinsburg or anywhere else. I'm just aggravated and I want to get home. 866-391-1020 if you're in this right now. PennDOT's doing a live update right now. We're trying to grab into that. 866-391-1020. If you're in this traffic right now, I have a doctor in Monroeville. I'm not going. I'm just not doing it. I have no patience or tolerance. I'll hold off on whatever illness I might have and wait until this crap is over. PennDOT's done a hell of a job in communicating, a hell of a job in planning, a hell of a job in helping the media. The local stations have done a hell of a job getting people to kind of avoid it if they can. If you're in it right now, give me a buzz. 866-391-1020. James, you in it?
Hey, Marty. I'm in and out of it. I left the Keys Rock a little bit ago, about an hour ago, and I stopped over and I talked to your team that was there at Soldiers and Sailors. I was coming across the high-level bridge. On the outbound, it's backed up. The inbound seems to be fine. Squirrel Hill seems to be fine. But the outbound high-level bridge is backed up.
Why is that happening?
Probably because of the closing, but I know for sure that when I came across about 10 minutes ago, when you were switching with the other gentleman, the outbound, I was sitting in it on the high level.
Is it as bad as you expected? How much of a delay did you end up with?
I was only there for not even 10 minutes.
Wow.
But I was expecting it to be a lot worse. But then again, with us losing our jobs and a lot of people working at home, I've experienced it worse down south when I was down here a couple weeks ago.
All right, my man. Thanks, buddy. I ain't going through it under any circumstances. No way. If you're in it right now, 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020, PennDOT did a hell of a job by... Okay, I got to grab the judge. One of my boys. Hold on. Yep. Good morning, Judge. How are you?
All right, good. How are you?
Ricky King, you're in it, sir. What are you seeing?
Going just like it's normal if I would ever take this way to go there. Everything's flowing good. I'm coming from Carrick, going through Homestead. I'm already across the Rankin Bridge.
Wow.
There was no back, the high level going the other way, there was no big backup to make the right-hand turn onto the bridge. That bridge backs up all the time anyway. Those lights aren't coordinated going up Brownsville Road. They haven't been for 20 years. So everything kind of looks normal, but I think a lot of people are off and not working.
Judge Ricky King, are you kind of surprised, sir? I thought it would be bumper to bumper, people swearing at each other.
No, I kind of thought it would be like, I think a lot of people use this week and next week to be off, to be honest with you. And everybody can find another way. There's a million ways. I could have went down and took 48, which is probably 5 minutes quicker to get the backside of Monroeville.
Oh.
Through McKeesport, you know. So anyone living south or coming that way, the regular commuters, I think the big problem is going to be your main interstate people that are going, you know, to and from and have to cut through the city. That's why the 28 route consistently is the fastest route, because it's the most direct and most highway.
Or people don't know about a trucker or someone on vacation that just kind of hits it, gets screwed, right?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, I mean, the interstate route's, I think, always going to be the slowest just because of where it's going through.
All right, good stuff, Judge.
Just
thank
like
you.
It always is. All right.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you.
Judge Ricky King, one of my boys. All right, maybe I'm wrong. Patrick, who dealt with 28 for felt like 100 years. You a little surprised by this? It's smooth like this, brother? We'll be right back.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers, and someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money, and most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
I'm cool. I hope it's smooth like this for the next 20 whatever days. I'm it's great. PennDOT's done a hell of a job. They just held, and they're still on live, a news conference, updating folks. Good for them. They've been wonderful. I want to play this clip that hasn't been so wonderful. The sudden and quite tragic and shocking passing it was just Lindsey Graham and then Mitch McConnell dancing on thin ice himself. I want to play this clip. Listen. Can we play that?
For 4 weeks, Mitch McConnell's office did not...
No, the scanner stuff. The scanner stuff. With Lindsey Graham. Please. No?
This morning, a stunned
Not
Washington...
Come on, ma'am. The scanner stuff from X, where they were calling it in. It's Monday. It's all good. It happened Saturday. Do we have it? Man. Happened Saturday, 71 years old. A couple things I want to say about this. First of all, he was a powerful figure. He was very close with Trump. Good for him. He somehow managed to get to a place where he could communicate with Trump. And that's important because very few people can in the way that we need him to. And he was an advocate for Ukraine. And for all intents and purposes, was fine. He was in Ukraine over the weekend and then died. And I'm not a doctor. Obviously, I'm not going to begin to touch on that. Of an aortic dissection caused by cardiovascular disease. An aortic dissection is a tear in the main artery that carries blood to the body. There you go. I asked a bunch of doctors if he would have felt symptoms, maybe, maybe not, maybe tired, maybe not. I asked a bunch of doctors if he could have prevented this. They said, yeah, blood thinners, maybe. Maybe more frequent checkups. That sort of thing here. Managing cholesterol and blood pressure. Okay. This is what happened Saturday night. Listen.
In a small fellow, 77 response, Chest Pains, South Capitol Street, Southeast. In a small fellow, 77 response, Chest Pains, South Capitol Street, Southeast. In a response, Medical Local, Interstate MSM response for Chest Pains, South Capitol Street, Southeast. Text 11-2027.
That was Saturday night. That's enough. That's fine. And he died almost instantly. There's nothing they could do. He was a very powerful man. Here's what troubles me about the world we live in. And we've seen Trump do this when people he doesn't like die. He kind of spits on their grave. And we're revolted by it, disgusted by it, and offended by it. And then we have a Republican leader die, Lindsey Graham. And the progressives step right up and make these ridiculous statements about him, derogatory, negative. And one of the more progressive leaders in Pittsburgh, who we have a good relationship, quite frankly, Barb Warwick, Pittsburgh City Council, immediately made a derogatory statement about Lindsey Graham on social media. And I find it offensive and distasteful. And I find it to be a horrible way to represent so-called leadership. There is no way you should do this when a man dies. Have some class. Have some decorum. Whether or not Barb Warwick likes him, the city council person who we've had on the show quite a bit, is irrelevant to me. Completely. But what's relevant is that she picks this time to make negative comments about Mitch McConnell and his policies. And I think in my world, can't you pick your spot? Can't you let the man rest in peace? Can't you just leave him alone while his family and his friends pay homage? I think so. I think you should. Barb posted, just a reminder of what Lindsey Graham said when talking about Israel and Gaza, that dropping nuclear bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki was the right decision. History will probably forget this man, but I never will. Okay. But why now, Barb? Why now? Why pick this moment to throw dirt on a man's name and throw crap on a man's grave who just died? I find it distasteful, low class, low rent. In a prime example of progressives who believe that everything's about love and kindness and helping each other until it isn't. And then it's about hate and divisiveness. And one more thing about Lindsey Graham's death. And I know Patrick saw this. Within minutes, the conspiracy morons, the detectives with no clue, determined he was killed by Russia, determined he was killed by Israel, determined he was poisoned, spreading lies, flat out bald faced lies to a public that'll latch onto any conspiracy, like the earth is flat and the moon's made of cheese. I find it distasteful, disgusting, and reprehensible, the low class way we're handling the death of a great American, whether you like him or not, is irrelevant to me. Over the years, some of the things that Trump, and this is what progressives do. Well, he did it. So what? We race to the bottom together. Is that the plan? Okay, just so I know. When Robert Mueller died, Trump celebrated his death. Former FBI director, as you probably know. He said, and I quote, "Good. I'm glad to hear he's dead. He can no longer hurt innocent people." Wow. John McCain, loved them, American hero. Trump repeatedly mocked McCain, famously stating he was only considered a war hero because he was captured, and later criticized the cost of his funeral to the government. And on and on and on. Progressives use that and say, well, he did it. If my kids say to me, well, they steal, Dad, why can't I steal? If they lie, Dad, why can't I lie? If they cheat on tests, why can't I cheat? Barb Warren, who I've had on the show quite a bit, extremely liberal, extremely progressive, fine. But immediately, within hours after his death, posting derogatory comments about John McCain. Two things. Her voice in that sphere is irrelevant. Number two, keep it to yourself. How does it help you? And bigger than that, Barb, how does it help Pittsburgh for you to attack a dead senator who dedicated his life to big government? How does it help? Why does it help? It doesn't. You are spreading the same hate that you accuse conservatives of. Frederick, go ahead.
Yeah, I survived this thing that happened to Lindsey Graham, and it's very rare that anyone survives it.
Whoa.
I just got real lucky.
Whoa. Tell us what happened to you. Wow.
Well, I had a lot of pain one day, and it kept getting bigger in my lower abdomen on the left side. I called the ambulance. They got me to Forbes Regional Hospital. They didn't know what was going on.
Wow.
Next thing I know, the pain was just excruciating. They figured out what it was. There had to be 15 people all of a sudden in my room, and they got me into the operating room, and my aorta had burst.
What?
Well, they called it a AAA, abdominal aortic aneurysm, and
whoa,
it burst. While I was in the hospital, the only reason I survived is because I was at the hospital. They said 10 more minutes and I'd have been a goner, and they also said only 10% of the people ever survive it.
Damn, how old are you?
75. I was 72 at the time.
Wow. So kind of describe the feelings you had that ended you up in the hospital.
Well, the pain was just tremendous, and I thought, well, I better call an ambulance. My kids were surprised that I called an ambulance. But anyway, I got there, and the whole thing was just sheer luck. They got here in about 10 minutes. I live in Penn Hills, close to Monroeville border, so they got me.
It's unbelievable.
And then I woke up 18 hours later,
or 12 hours later,
and they came in and they said, well, 10% of the people survived this. And then nurses and doctors were coming in just to say, they said to me, we want to just see a guy who survived a AAA, they called it.
So check this out. Very few people survive these symptoms. The death
right.
certificate is pending. But it sounds like exactly what happened to you. Did they tell
yes.
you how you survived, sir, and why?
Well, they said the only reason was because I was in the hospital, and what they did was they got me in the operating room, and they put in a stent in my aorta. And they said, it's unbelievable that you survived this, and the doctor said, it's just not your time, buddy.
It's the body's largest artery. It
yep.
occurs when the layers of the aorta come apart, and the inner one tears. My God. Blood rushes through
yeah.
the tear and causes the layers of the aortic wall to separate, which can disrupt blood flow, and lead to a fatal rupture
yeah.
if not treated. It can happen in minutes. Wow.
Well, like I said, 10 more minutes and I'd have been a goner, and the pain was just unbelievable. I
wow.
passed out from the pain, but the doctors and the nurses there, like I said, there were 15 people in my room, like, in an instant when they realized what was going on.
It's unbelievable. How long ago was this?
It was December 2nd of 2023.
That's amazing, man. And so when did you hear about the Lindsey Graham situation?
Yesterday morning.
And how did it strike you? Were you pinching yourself?
Absolutely. And I said, I know what happened. And if he wasn't, you know, if he wasn't right at the hospital, then you're a goner. Instantly. I mean, like within minutes.
Had you had any symptoms leading up to that?
No, not at all. Just that pain that morning, it just kept increasing over about a half an hour. That's
wow.
all it took, because it really hurt a lot.
Were you on blood thinners or any kind of treatment for that?
Well, I was on two blood thinners.
Oh, I see.
I have I've had four heart attacks and I have 15 stents.
Whoa! My man.
So again, they said how lucky I was.
Frederick, you have 15 stents, bro.
Yes.
Holy cow.
Well, 16 counting the one in the aorta now.
No! Oh. Man, are you okay?
I'm fine. I mean, I'm old.
I'm old.
But I'm lucky. Lucky as hell.
My God, you're lucky. Especially seeing this, right?
Yeah, that was a grim reminder of it, and I feel bad for the man because
so
I know what happened to him.
Didn't have a shot, right?
No, absolutely not.
Hey, do you react as negatively as I do? Do you get as upset as I do with these people attacking him? The guy's dead. Come on, man. Show some respect, right?
Absolutely. Plus, it didn't take very long, did it?
It really didn't. It's within crazy. Minutes.
Just don't say anything.
Right on.
You can't say something decent.
And here's the other thing. Because I pay a lot of attention to social media. Within minutes, they were blaming Russia for killing him. And then Israel for killing him. And then spies from Iran for killing him. It's ridiculous, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. But that's why I go nowhere near social media.
I believe that Albert Einstein and Lucille Ball both died of aortic, dissection aneurysms. Wow. One of my boys
a
doctor.
Never heard that.
Wow.
Never heard that. Wow.
That's amazing. Frederick, you're my man, brother.
Thanks, Marty. Take care.
It's a hell of a story. It's a hell of a story.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
A lot of folks texting me about this aneurysm, this aortic dissection that he had. The best I can do is the best I can do. I texted a couple docs yesterday in terms of what you can do. Echocardiograms, which is ultrasound of the heart, CT scan, MRI. By the way, I had all these in the last 3 weeks when I was in the hospital. They were checking my heart. Doctors evaluate underlying risk factors. Cardiovascular disease, hardening of the arteries. Chronic high blood pressure. There you go. So, if you have heart issues and you have a cardiologist, I would suggest you give them a call. Doc, good morning. How are you, doctor?
Marty, I'm great. I'm so glad to see that you're great again, too, buddy. Welcome back to the land of the living, sir.
It's about damn time. Hey, amazing, the two major names that had this same issue and died. Is it not, sir?
Yeah, exactly. It's Lucille Ball, who we all know and love. You know, everybody loved Lucy. She felt sick, and it was, when you had this... now, you know, I'm a music teacher, but yep. I'm also certified in health.
Yep.
But I guess she was starting to feel dizzy and so forth, because it does cause a lowering of your blood pressure and yep. start leaking. And same thing happened with Einstein. Albert Einstein, I guess, was starting to pass out and things. And they both went to the hospital. And in the process of when they were trying to figure out what was the matter with them, you know, Lucy died in the 90s and Albert Einstein died in 1955. But they both... were not saved because it was, although they lasted longer than most people with that problem, they were gone in within a day or so. And it's very dangerous because it gets you real quick, and the aorta is, you know, the main blood supply from the heart. It's, you know, you lose that, you've lost just about everything.
It's absolutely amazing. Thanks, Doc. Love you, man. Bo, my man, go ahead.
So, Marty, I'm 41 years old. I'm flying back from Las Vegas. I think I'm having a heart attack. I'm on the only direct flight back from the convention with all the developers and realtors from Pittsburgh. And I say, if I tell the flight attendant I'm having a heart attack and they land this plane in the middle of Wichita, I'm never going to get to hear the end of it. I get back. I go to a cardiologist. Tells me not to lift anything heavier than a gallon of milk. But I get the report, find out an aneurysm attached to my heart valve. The blessing of family history.
Wow.
That got me the echocardiogram.
Wow.
I've told my friends, anytime you go and you feel you have chest pain, in today's medical system, tell them that your arm is numb. Tell them anything you can do to get them to get you to that echocardiogram. Without that, they wouldn't have found the aneurysm. I was a father of four kids.
Wow.
Still am the father of four kids. My daughter was eight. My triplets were six.
Wow.
And I always wondered why my dad died my senior year at the greatest high school in Pittsburgh, which you may know on
Central
Avenue.
Central.
But the blessing of that place, an alumnus gave me my first job. That alumnus asked me what he could do. He sent that to another alumnus that you might know that used to wear a lot of green blazers. He was on the board of Cleveland Clinic, wow, where the specialist repaired that. And unfortunately, it was out of my insurance. And if I waited any longer and that thing burst, I would have been dead.
Wow.
So it was quite an experience.
Wow.
I'm now 60.
That's amazing.
And I have three grandchildren, and by the grace of God and by the love of people.
That's amazing.
And they say our fraternity out of that school in Oakland is an envy. Trust me, I'm here because of those relationships.
That's amazing, man. That's a hell of a story. My God.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up, and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us, listen to the Powers That Be, wherever you get your podcasts.